Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We must stop blaming God for the evil in this world.
Amen.
It didn't come out of Him.
No, it didn't.
It's not His will.
Amen.
It's not His plan. Now, the devil wants you to believe that God is responsible for all the bad stuff. And his preference is that you don't even believe that he, the devil, exists. That way, he can work unrestricted. And no matter how, you know, terrible of a things he does in your life, you'll just blame God. Is this happening with people all over the world? It's happening. But thank God, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for the truth. Thank you for enlightening us. Hallelujah. You know, we've been praying and believing for a couple of years now, this one thing. Lord, show us what's you and what's not you. Right? And He's doing it. I can see it. I can see it in the series that He's given us. I can see it right now. I just sat back in my chair last night and said, Lord, this is it. This is it. This is what we've been praying about. You showing us what's you and what's not you.
Amen. That's right. Come on.
The thing I was shouting about is this. How can you tell what's God and what's not God? Anybody got it already? If it's God, it's good. Now, how easy is that? I said, how easy is that? But do most people believe that? No, see, they believe it's more complicated than that. No, well, you know, sometimes God does bad because He has good in mind. And there's theologians that will tell you, well, the devil is God's creation. He had to create it for His purposes. You mean the devil's working for God?
Yeah.
We might as well quit now. Yeah. I mean, what are we going to do with that?
Yeah.
How can you handle that?
You can't.
It's a lie.
It is.
I said it's a lie. These people that think they're so smart and twist things up, there actually is a verse that says, whoa. Woe to him that calls evil good and good evil. That's a woe.
Yeah.
So no, it's so simple, a three-year-old could perfectly understand it. The devil is a bad devil and he does bad things.
Amen.
God is a good God and he does good things all the time.
Yes.
They never swap jobs. They don't work together.
Amen.
If it's good, it ain't the devil.
It's God.
If it's bad, it's not God. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I hope a lot of people in here believe it. And if you don't, keep hanging around. Keep hanging around. Search the Scriptures. See if these things are so. Verse 8, he said, oh. Somebody say, oh.
Oh.
Man, I think it's worth us combing our hair and coming to church for right here. Oh, not woe. Somebody say, oh.
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 Taste and see that the Lord is good. Today's English version says, find out for yourself how good the Lord is. Hallelujah. And on down in the verse, down in verse 12, and further, he talks about, do you want to live a long time and do you want to experience good things? He's talking about good all through this. He talks about no good thing will the Lord withhold from those that walk uprightly. He's talking about it all through this psalm. So it's worthy of meditation. But for time's sake, go with me this morning to Romans, the 12th chapter. And you're believing with me, right? Believe with me for utterance. Not just for me, but for yourself, what you hear. Because you can get things out of what you're hearing come through me, but the Lord say things to you directly that I didn't even say. The Holy Spirit's the teacher. Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, if the Lord bought us, paid for us, saved us, you know, He owns us many times over.
That's right.
He made us. If He stopped sustaining us for a millisecond, our heart had quit beating, we'd quit breathing, we'd fall in the floor.
Amen.
If He quit sustaining the earth, gravity would stop and we'd fly off the surface of the planet.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
He owns us.
Amen.
And not only that, when we lost ourselves through sin, He bought us back, paid the highest price that's ever been paid for anything,
Amen.
The precious blood of the Lamb
Amen.
To buy us. Is that right?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You've been bought and paid for.
Amen.
When you've been bought and paid for, and you're owned multiple times over, it's just reasonable that you show up and say, I'm yours.
Amen.
What do you want me to do?
Amen.
It's just reasonable. Somebody say, it's just reasonable for me to serve Him. And besides that, it's the best life there is.
Amen.
It's the best life there is. You know, I'm glad I came this morning. I'd have preached this to myself. This is good. Keep reading verse 2. Be not conformed to this world. How many know there's a lot of evil in this world? There's a lot of bad in this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does your mind need to be renewed to? So that you can prove or discern or differentiate what? What we've been praying about for a couple of years now. Lord, show us what you and what's not you. Well, what's him and what's not him? What's him is good.
Amen.
What's not him is not good. That you may prove and discern what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The things that please him. Hallelujah. All of this is good, but skip down to verse 9. He said, let love be without dissimulation. That is, no phony stuff. Be genuine. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Now see, first of all, you got to have verse 2. You got to distinguish what is good and evil first before you know what to hold on to.
Amen.
And what to shun. Now the word evil, in our modern vernacular, we'd probably more often use the word bad. That's what it equates in modern usage. When we hear evil, sometimes people's mind runs off on a tangent. But it basically means the absence of good. No good. We use that term, don't we?
That's
no good. Well, King James way of saying it, you'd say that's evil.
Yeah.
It's no good. It is the polar opposite of good. Said out loud, abhor what's evil.
Cleave to
what is good. Now before you can do that, what has to happen? You've got to know the difference. You've got to know this is evil. Stay away from that. This is good. Hold on to it. Don't let anybody get it away from you. Keep reading. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor preferring one another. Love is good.
Yes.
Respect and honor is good. Somebody say good.
Good.
Now skip on down with me to verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, or we might say it like this, as much as it's up to you, live peaceably with all men. It ought to be that if it was just left up to you, you and they would have no fights.
Amen.
No problem. Now, it's not all left up to you. That's why he says, if it's possible. Because sometimes, no matter how much you want to get along, they want to fight.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
But you don't have to join the fight.
Amen.
Live peaceably with all men, with everybody. Keep reading. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, to His wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. He said, payback is mine.
That's right.
Not yours.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody say it out loud. Payback,
payback
is the Lord's.
Is the Lord's.
It's not mine.
It's not mine.
It's His.
It's
He is the only one qualified to be judge. The only
right.
one. And therefore the only one qualified to pass judgment on evil.
Amen.
Judgments have to be made by God concerning good and evil. There's coming a time when Jesus talked about how that humanity is going to be separated.
Yeah.
Is that right? The good from the evil. There is a heaven and there is a hell. And that is separation of good and evil. And you hear people say, I can't understand it. How good God, that's supposed to be love, could send people to a place like hell if it really exists. How could a good God who's love do that? Well, first of all, who are you? And what do you know to try to judge it? But let me just leave you with this thought. I asked the Lord about that one time, and He answered me. Somebody said, you think you heard from God? I know I did. Same way you can if you learn how to listen. Some people were on TV, and they were just going on and on about how could a good God send people to hell if there actually is a place that burns with fire, eternal and hell, a God who's supposed to be love. How could He do that? Especially if it's for eternity. How could He do it? And they were mocking it, making fun of it. And I just spoke right up, just me sitting there. I said, Lord, I know You're faithful. I know You're just. I know You're righteous. I choose to believe. Everything You do, You are righteous. And so whether I understand it or not, I'm going to say You are righteous. I said, but what do you say about this? What do I say? I'm a minister. What do I say about this? And it just like this, it came right up in my spirit. He said, Keith, it's not my choice. It's not my choice. Not too long after that, we taught the series on You Choose. And if you hadn't got that, get in it. Get in it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.